Time for Wheat Belt Wednesday here on River Country. See what's going on in the Wheat Belt Baseball League. I got Patty Larson from the Grimshaw Huskies on the phone. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning.
Patty, first of all, get your comments on, the season that was that unfortunately ended Monday night in Manning.
It was a great game. Our pitchers did really well. It was tight, like we lost 2-1. Ian started the game, did really well, and Chasten closed the game.
Patty, how happy are you with the team? Despite what the record showed, everybody was competitive on every night. How happy are you with that?
It's nice going to games knowing that you've got a chance of winning just about any game. It's our pitching's getting better, our hitting's getting better. Defense overall is getting better, and the whole league, like we played Manning, which ended up second last, where during the week they're looking like they could have been second from first. So we struggled to in the beginning. Rycroft for some reason this year has been struggling, but I know they'll come around. And
Patty, the future of the team and the Wheat Belt Baseball League, I'm thinking it's about as strong as can be, is it not?
Yes. For our team, any team, pitching is everything. And, we've got a couple of young, good pitchers. And we came up against one of Manning's good pitchers. If he sticks around Manning, they'll be good for years to come. Peace River's a young team. Rycroft's always strong. And Grand Prairie, they've got a lot of players to choose from.
Patty, you're a veteran of the Wheat Belt Baseball League. The future compared to coming from the past it's had, how does it look heading into the future?
Yeah, Peace River used to have four teams in the Wheat Belt, believe it or not. They've always had the Stampeders. They had Ruel Brothers, Home Runners, Boston Pizza Royals. I think some of them were, joined at one time. But, now they're down to one team. But, a lot of young guys on that team again. And minor ball feeds the men's league. As long as we can keep minor ball going to get these players to eventually play for the men's team, like Ian and Chasten, for instance, two of our main pitchers, they played minor ball in Grimshaw, and now they're playing men's league, and that's what it's all about.
Also, Patty, if I'm not mistaken, the interest both in front of and behind the backstop, especially in Peace River, in Grimshaw, and from what I understand in Manning on Monday night, is definitely there, is it not?
Yes. I love what all the teams are doing with the music, getting the crowds into it. But I've never seen anything like Manning. They've had decent fans, but they've had exceptional fans the past couple weeks. They've had tree planters come out.
No kidding.
And I tell you, they're right into it. They're chattering the players. They're chattering our players, right? They're being the home crowd, and it's hilarious. I just loved it.
Patty, are you looking forward to, first of all, I guess you're, even though the season ended early, you're looking forward to, some time off of baseball, as it were, but you're looking forward to next season as well?
Well, after the game, there's a few of us that, went to the Diamond to drop off equipment and whatnot. And yeah, we stayed there another half hour just talking about it. And, nobody was, all depressed, the game went terrible or anything. It was a good game. There's a few coulda, shoulda, wouldas. We thought we did what was right and just couldn't do her. But better than last year, if we can keep on improving that way and keep the young guys coming out and working on it.
Patty, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Yeah. I've got a couple questions for you.
Shoot.
You've umpired in other leagues, correct?
Yes, I have.
Men's leagues?
Yes, I umpired in the South Shore Men's League in Slave Lake, an area, last 5 years, as a matter of fact.
So how do you feel the Wheat Belt measures up?
The Wheat Belt League, in my mind, is a little bit more competitive. I like the competition.
Oh, wow.
I enjoy the camaraderie, obviously. Even the camaraderie between, the time I did with the South Shore Men's League and the time I have done, the 1 year that I've done so far with the Wheat Belt League, has definitely been there. It's great being around the ball diamond, as you are well aware and as everybody is well aware, and I've really enjoyed it. And I thank everybody for the opportunity for me to umpire both in Peace River and for Grimshaw as well.
Well, no, it's nice to have umpires. Like, they're hard to find, you know, blown calls happen, and it's part of the game. How do you feel about, have you heard of robo-umpires?
I have heard of robo-umpires. Yeah, it's kind of tough. I mean, with technology the way it is these days, it's kind of tough. I'm not necessarily liking the idea at this particular time. I would rather see the camaraderie between, even, as you just mentioned, Patty, blown calls happen. We make the wrong calls sometimes. We don't do it on purpose. And but the thing is, I like the camaraderie between the fans and the players and and even the umpires, because we can all relate to the game, and the game should be fun, should it not?
Absolutely. Yeah, I love just going up to an umpire, questioning a call. How did you see it? Judgment calls, you can't really argue.
Mm-hmm.
But, if they happen to miss something, okay, let's get the call right, and he can talk with the other umpire. I love that, there's no yelling and screaming and whatnot.
We'd rather discuss it than argue about it, that's for sure, because it's just a game.
Another question, along the same lines, have you heard of the stealing first rule?
I have heard of the stealing first rule, and I'm not a big fan of that either.
Isn't that crazy?
It is. It's as monstrously crazy. I don't see it. It's funny. I was talking to Damian Ganassi earlier this week, and he was basically in the same boat. I don't see it going to the major leagues. I can maybe see it. I can maybe see it in the minor pros, but that's going to create a lot of controversy for a game, and a lot of. Well, especially for a game that's over 150 years old.
I know, yeah.
Patty, I appreciate your time again. Thank you very much.
Okay, yeah. Thank you, Keith.